Well, I can give an answer to a question that you haven't asked yet, possibly. And I just think my work is sort of like dealing with a national identity at the moment. Mm-hmm. Never used to. Up until about the mid-90s, I'm Welsh, right? I'm a Welsh speaker. And the Welsh identity has always been, it's been attacked for such a long time and stuff, you know, sort of we're part of the British state. Mm-hmm. Some of us don't want to be. It's like being Slovenian. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be part of Yugoslavia? What's your relationship with Russia? All that kind of thing. We're going through exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so some Welsh people hate Wales and want to be part of Britain. Other people don't want to be part of Britain. And I'm kind of one of those. I don't want to be part of a British state. I don't want to be thought of as English. I'm not, you know, English is not my first language. It's a language I have to speak. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's impossible not to speak it. Mm-hmm. So you're forever looking at what in you is being made to hate your Welshness. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's a shock to me to realise there's all of that in me. I never thought I hated part of being Welsh. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I only realised that in the last 2 years. And I thought, well, I've learned this, and it's learned from the outside. It's a continual assault, you know. It's so natural to live an English British life, mm-hmm. that you don't see it and stuff. So all my work at the moment is concerned with that, really, really passionately concerned with it. And the show that I did during this festival, during Mr. Zensk, is entirely about that. It's about how it's about looking at the negative side, actually, really, the destructive side of it. And the next show I will make will have to be looking at, well, what's the answer to this, and how do we step forward? That's what I meant this show to be, but I couldn't find the future, you know. So I think, I don't know how, I think this is going to be like, you know, this will probably go on for a long time now, because it's sort of actually fundamental to my sort of idea of myself, really, as well as being female. That aspect concerned me a lot during the 80s when I was younger, and I was sort of thinking, how do I make my way in the world? Well, that was the first thing that came to me, and now this has come to me. So the two are sort of going together now, you know. I mean, they're two good things to work with. They're really fantastic, you know. So
you think that the resistance how not to be fitted, or how to resist to the same model all over the European, this is what you mentioned, no? How to resist this, how do you say this, when we ask people to fit precisely and to be female and to be Welsh, should be kind, and a physical performer and not a dancer, you will never fit under a label?
Well, yeah, I mean, I obviously am certain things, you know. I mean, I don't mind labels, they're fine, you know. I mean, you know, sort of, they help you understand someone. But it's with my concern is being even allowed to exist. You know, not me, but sort of as you know, are Welsh people allowed to exist? Well, they barely are. As long as they're invisible, they can be what they like. You know, it's we're in that stage. You know, and so you think, well, how do we even get up? How do we even do anything? You know, and we have to, you know, we have to make ourselves a little bit stronger, or you know. Stronger, not in a bad way.